Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota. My name is Charlie Polkerbeck. I am going to be your host this week for this edition of the program. I'll let you know right away that Center Stage Minnesota is Northern Community Radio's show that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. And Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Coming up in this edition of Center Stage Minnesota, we've got an interview with Al Cibola and Scott Frenchie Fremont of the band The Bad Companions. That band is made up of, well, a number of guys from Minneapolis who have very substantial resumes playing in rockabilly and roots music. It was a really interesting conversation, so stay tuned for that. We're going to hear shortly here from a new release from Denny Malmberg Quartet with Charmin Michelle. We'll hear something from Bob Mold. And right now we're going to hear one from San Miltich and the Clearwater Hot Club. This is a Duke Ellington cover with a arrangement by Don Vidal from the Some of These Days release. This is The Mooch. Thank you.
someday you'll be sorry. The way you treated me was wrong. I was the one who taught you all you know. Your friends have told you to make me sing another song. So good luck will be with you. You not fear. There won't be another who'll treat you like a brother. Someday you'll be sorry, dear. Another song, so good luck will be with you, and may your future you not fear. There won't be another who'll treat you like a brother. Someday you'll be sorry, dear. Someday you'll be sorry.
That was Denny Malmberg Quartet with Charmin. Michelle Strutnow is the release, and it's a very recent release from those two. And we just heard Someday You'll Be Sorry, a Louis Armstrong tune here on Center Stage Minnesota. And the show was started by Sam Miltich in the Clearwater Hot Club featuring Don Vidal. Some of These Days is the release. And The Mooch is a track on here that is a Duke Ellington cover with an arrangement by Don Vidal, KAXE, a longtime volunteer extraordinaire. Coming up a little bit later, the Bad Companions are the feature band for this edition of Center Stage Minnesota. The Bad Companions are a really polished, seasoned rockabilly group out of the Twin Cities. They're a newer group made up of people who have been around for a long time, just total pros, really. Their most recent release, What Me Worry, has been a great record to get to know ever since it came in. It was a release from last year. Right now, we're going to hear from Silver Age, Bob Mould's great release from 2012. I got to see him last summer at First Avenue. He's having a lot of fun on this tour. He's sort of come full circle and I think put some of the bad feelings behind him that had to do with the breakup of Husker Du. And he's finally able to look back on that era with mostly good feelings. And you can tell on stage. Here is The Descent from Silver Age.
Yeah.
from alter ego incarnation of a Paul Westerberg project called Grandpa Boy. We just heard Dead Man Shake. Came out in, let me see here, 2003 on Fat Possum Records. We heard from another former replacement, Tommy Stinson, from his 2004 solo release, Village Gorilla Head. And Motivation was that track. Played those because just recently the Replacements announced their first live show in 22 years. Chris Mars isn't really interested in getting back in it. He actually gets about $10,000 for his oil paintings these days. And so it sounds like he's not real interested in revisiting the Replacements. Bob Stinson's obviously dead. Slim Dunlap recently having lots of health trouble, which is kind of what brought this together. They recorded an EP with some newly written songs put out on New West Records with the help of Peter Jesperson. Then talk got started about doing some live shows, and they're playing three dates of Riot Fest, Chicago, Denver, and Toronto. And we'll see if they schedule something in Minnesota. It'd be sort of like the snarl that the Replacements always had not to, but let's hope they do. And then that was started off by Bob Mould, obviously formerly of Husker Du and Sugar. We heard The Descent from Silver Age. Coming up, we're going to hear the feature interview on the Bad Companions, the rockabilly group out of Minneapolis, featuring, well, led by Al Cibola. We're going to hear from his previous group, the Vibro Champs, right now. This is the title track from Mr. International.
He flew in from Zurich once again to save the nation on security assignment. Surely no vacation. They handed him his papers. Identity was needed. 3 days of pulling strings it took, he finally succeeded. He shaved his beard in Amsterdam, cut his hair in Paris. The suit from Bond gave him elan, his gun he'd learned to cherish. The Concorde to New York was routed through Milan. He had a second watch to know the time zone he was on. Friday afternoon, his asset in the disco would be there to meet him soon. The rendezvous went smoothly, plot fast advancing. She whispered codes in his ear while erotically dancing. Just then an ugly stranger strolled in from the veranda and caught in our lovebirds.
May I have the pleasure, Wanda?
Mr. International retreated to the bar and clicked his pen to explode the stranger's car. Both he and Rhonda knew it. He quaffed his brandy quickly, time to get down to it. He crippled the intruder with the trick he had learned from an agent in Lebanon as Rhonda screamed and turned. The stranger reappeared to slice them into shreds. Rhonda aimed to Uzi, the stranger ate some lead. They escaped to a runway and the jet smooth and sleek, and with the pilot had menage a trois at 30,000 feet.
A title track from Mr. International, a 2009 release from the Vibrochamps, which is the band that was led by Al Cibola for a long time. And they were regulars at Lee's Liquor Lounge and all around the Twin Cities. And they have held down that rockabilly scene. The years of experience on all their resumes is pretty ridiculous. They're a Twin Cities band comprised of seasoned players that have been part of the rockabilly and roots music scene in the Twin Cities for many years. The Bad Companions blend modern themes, a little bit of punk with rockabilly music. The Bad Companions include Al Cibola on guitars, vocals, and songwriting, Elmer Danger Johnston on the Doghouse bass, Kyle Tennis, guitars and vocals, and Scott Frenchie Fremont on drums and other percussion. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. Bad Companions band leader Al Cibola and Scott Frenchie Fremont met up with me on a snowy Sunday later this winter at a South Minneapolis coffee shop, and we had this conversation.
Everybody in the band came with a pretty notable resume. Can you just kind of give a brief rundown of the people in the band and maybe some of their pedigrees?
I'm Al Cibola. I played in the Vibrochamps. Then I was in a group called Reverse Cowgirl. So those two bands were in the Twin Cities. A lot of rockabilly. Reverse Cowgirl was kind of cowpunk. Prior to that, I played in Wisconsin in a surf punk group called Phil Gnarly and the Tough Guys. We used to gig around the Midwest and went out to New York a couple times because we were on a New York label with the guys who run the Knitting Factory out in Manhattan and also in California. They got so big, they dropped their label and just started doing concerts. That's way back in the early 90s.
The Vibrochamps were a staple band in the Twin Cities. Are they still something that maybe revisited, or is that chapter closed?
I don't know the chapter's closed. It depends on when our second guitar player, Dave, ever comes up. He's down in Austin, Texas. And so as long as he makes the trip and I'm here, then we call it the Vibrochamps. Frenchie might play, Gary might play, Bill might play. It's all pretty loosey-goosey. We usually do a reunion a year, maybe every other year, so still up and running.
My name's Scott Fremont. Some people, even some who like me, call me Frenchie. I've been playing in Minneapolis for many, many years. I guess most recently I played with, obviously, with Alan and the Bad Companions and various Vibrochamps reunion shows as well. Played many years with a band, Stock Car Named Desire. I played with Jennifer Markey and the Tennessee Snowpants in the last couple years. I've done quite a bit with Crankshaft, Alex Crankshaft Larson.
And Elmer sat in with him too, so yep, that's Elmer. The funny thing about the Twin Cities, some of the roots rock guys kind of sit with a lot of different groups.
We're very fortunate in this town to have a rich palette of very top shelf players to draw from on all different kinds of groups, and a lot of times that happens, you know, just to add a different flavor to a night, we'll have any number of people sit in. Let's see, some other things I've done over the years. I started out playing a lot of jazz after college. I went to Augsburg College and graduated in 1994. That dates me. But and then I started doing some kind of art punk. I played in a band called Flim Flam Man for many years, and a band called Effloress. Oh, Danny Commando.
And then a few years back, Frenchie and I also were doing a rock and roll band camp through a friend of ours at Minneapolis Public Schools, and then we did a summer over at Augsburg College.
Yeah.
So bringing up another generation of rock and rollers.
Exactly.
And how did that go? Was it exciting on both ends, or how did that?
You know, it was exciting. It was a learning experience. And at the end, the kids put on a concert. There's some really talented players out there.
It was a lot of fun to be involved with, like Alan said, kind of the next generation or the soon-to-be generation of musicians. And just to see that positive early music experience is something that I find very, very rewarding.
What were the age of the kids?
Late elementary, like fourth grade, fifth grade, up into... we might have had a high school freshman there, so up to ninth grade.
Was it a factor for them, not only that you knew how to play, but that you guys were playing out in this scene, and the fact that Minneapolis or the Twin Cities is here to give them a goal or something to aspire to?
I'm not sure if they knew who we were, but I think they certainly respected our playing capabilities. And
we did talk about the fact that we've played shows in different clubs or played on TV or the radio. I did share some stories about recording with Butch Vig. and that was pretty exciting. So they're like, oh wow, Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, and just talking about needing to be ready. For example, I played on Prairie Home Companion or Comedy Central Network for the Let's Bowl show.
Oh, I was going to ask you about the Let's Go Bowling, and I'm glad you brought that up. It stayed fairly obscure, but what a funny show. What does that mean to you to have been on that show?
Well, I'm glad that people have seen it. I've heard from people in Iowa or New Jersey that, yeah, I was watching Comedy Central and I saw those guys from Twin Cities. So I can't even remember the dude's name.
I can't remember his name. A couple of comedians. Dr. Sphincter guy.
Yeah, Dr. Sphincter. That's not his real name. He's now in a, just in case you didn't know, listening audience, he's got another local show, I think, about a train.
Choo-Choo Bob?
Choo-Choo Bob.
That's him?
I think he's in Choo-Choo Bob.
That's great.
The current lineup's been together since 2006, previously called Al's Rockabilly Quartet. The most recent release from the Bad Companions, What Me Worry, aside from being a really good record, seems to pull some modern subject matter into the more throwback rockabilly sound that you play. I don't know if that's my imagination or is that a slightly new angle.
Well, I think you're right. We like the old stuff, and I grew up digging into those roots, and I like those records, like the 50s sound and some of the surfy, garagey 60s sounds are dear to my heart. But we didn't want to be a retro, old-timey act. You know, I didn't want to be something just a total throwback. That wasn't our aim. I think it would get old pretty fast if we were just kind of this 50s band, because we've all seen like the nostalgia 50s acts that play Johnny B. Goode and Rock Around the Clock. And those were great records, but we wanted to bring it up to date with maybe with a little harder edge. God, I don't want to say punky attitude, but a bit attitude.
If I may, I mean, I think, you know, when Alan started talking about recording a new record, it was sort of like this quartet, these four guys, this lineup is really, really outstanding. And I think your words were, I want to document this group. And I think the neat thing about this group is that everybody's coming from a slightly different background, but with very common threads kind of weaving the whole fabric together. I mean, Al's brilliant songwriting. I've come from a jazz background, punk rock background, and Kyle's a very schooled guitar player.
Yeah, he does jazz. He does some gypsy jazz. And then he also plays, you know,
expensive chords.
jazzy chords. Then Elmer is he's very much in a psychobilly. And some of the alt-country.
Yeah.
And he's totally like a right-hand slapping powerhouse.
Yeah. So when you take all these different elements together and, yeah, like Alan said, you know, there a lot of these songs were paying homage to sort of the 50s thing and the traditional country, but some of these tunes allow for different takes on that thing and adding to it in a, I don't know, with a modern twist. Sound right?
Yeah, I think that's good. Works for me.
Okay.
Guitar!
Let Me Die. What Me Worry is the name of the release that came out in 2012 by The Bad Companion. It's a fantastic release. That one's called Let Me Die here on Center Stage Minnesota. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. I'm your host for a little bit longer here on this week's edition of our show at Northern Community Radio that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. Continuing with that conversation now.
For The Bad Companions, getting your audience dancing is a big part of your shows.
Well, one thing that I see in the cities, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul, that I'm not seeing anymore around the Midwest anyway, are swing dancers. And it's funny, I remember back in the 90s, there was that swing dance craze and, you know, Brian Setzer and the whole, I don't know, it was the Gap ad with Jump Jivin' Whale. So there was this whole neo-swing movement, and then...
Well, the movie Swingers kind of helped kick that off.
Yeah.
Really.
There's always been people who danced to rockabilly, country, roots rock music, and so a couple of places we play, Lee's Liquor Lounge and Famous Dave's, we actually have dance teachers. A couple named Bill and Shannon who do an awesome job of getting people out to dance. They give lessons. And for those shows, we actually make a concerted effort to play more danceable music. And so you've got people doing the Lindy or the West Coast Swing, the Balboa, different types of dances to
our
music.
Bill and Shannon Butler, I mean, they've really helped to really spearhead the community and keep it alive, and they bring a lot of people out.
Is there anything you'd like to say about Lee's Liquor Lounge?
Well, if you haven't come to Lee's Liquor Lounge yet, you haven't experienced Minneapolis.
I would agree. I think it's one of the coolest bars I've ever been to in my life. And I genuinely mean that.
Yeah, it's a roadhousey type of bar. It's very down home. Like when you walk in, you feel like you could be in a little town in South Dakota or anywhere in the Midwest. You've got a lot of taxidermied animals on the wall.
An Elvis collection.
Elvis decanters. Yeah. Grumpy old man.
George the bartender, yeah.
We've played there. Dale Watson plays there.
Deke Dickerson.
Deke Dickerson, Big Sandy, and the Fly Right Boys. Bill Kirchner, the guy who played guitar on Hot Rod Lincoln. You know, just a lot of great roots rock acts come through. And you better get down here soon, because there's no telling. Louis, the owner, isn't getting any younger. No. Plus, he's always threatening to sell it. And I think more and more people might be interested in that spot, because it's not that far from Target Field. So come on down to the city, see a Twins game, come on over.
Catch the Bad Companions.
At Lee's Liquor Lounge, maybe get a dance lesson, and an affordable drink.
Crash and burn. See you.
Heavy Hearted would be the name of that song. Again, coming from What Me Worry. It's last year's release from the Bad Companions. You're here on Center Stage Minnesota. Next, I asked Al Cibola and Scott Frenchy Fremont about how a musician might be drawn to a certain style of music once they know that they want to create music.
I just think of when I was in Madison, I felt like we were not really on the map as far as musical trends. So any groups I was ever in were never that influenced by what was popular or what was trending in the market. So we kind of just did our own thing, garage punk, surf punk, 60s and 50s rockabilly. And so when I moved to Minneapolis, fortunately there were enough people in this city who could appreciate, kind of a lesser known genre of music. Rockabilly was not a huge thing in the 90s. There had been a brief spike with the Stray Cats in the 80s, but rockabilly was not any great shakes, because in the Twin Cities we had the Replacements, Soul Asylum,
yeah, all the bands AMREP, like that.
Yeah, so a lot of louder, noisier groups, which is also a lot of fun too, but it wasn't what I was playing. I think it's an accepting town, and there's always been venues that would book us, and there are always people who would come and check us out and buy records and continue to buy concert tickets. So it's a good music town.
It's a great music town. To add to Alan's answer and to maybe touch on your question, I've always been involved with music. I started playing drums at a very early age, and I've never really followed, like Alan said, what's been popular or what's trending. I love to play music and I love to play drums, and I've never really cared about these new terms that I keep hearing about, tastemakers. And a good friend of mine, Greg Huff, Lazy Ike, he came up with a phrase that I really love, and I think it's often applicable. He calls it the Americana Mafia, of which I think there's an awful lot of people jump on bandwagons. And I think it's a fair question to ask Alan or myself, are you guys playing rockabilly or Americana because it's popular now? And I think, I won't speak for you, Alan, but for me, it's because I really love this music, and I have for quite some time. And this town is it's a great town for music.
I love the cover of the Minutemen song, Jesus and Tequila. It's actually the first Minutemen cover that I've heard recorded and released on a record. I don't think you have any other covers on the record. You mostly put out originals. What made you decide on that?
Well, let's see. Actually, there's one other cover, which is Darlene, and that was written by this really obscure rockabilly guy I met in Austin, Texas, Herman the German. So anyway, Darlene was a cover, but the other ones, most of them are songs we've been playing live. Then I had a couple of songs that were floating around, were in my notebooks, and sometimes it's the case where you have a tune that maybe you've been sitting on for a while and it doesn't work for one band, and you have it half finished, and I'm not fully satisfied until I can put it out and have it on a recording. And I just thought, I can play cover tune as much as I want live, but why would I put out the 25th version of Folsom Prison,
20 Flight Rock,
or some Gene Vincent tunes on my record? I think people would be more interested in hearing what we come up with. And then, just for fun, and because we like those cover tunes, like a Minutemen song, we put on because we felt it was a great tune, but we also added our own spin to it. So that's kind of how we looked at this project.
I was very excited to do the Jesus and Tequila, because I had heard Alan play that tune many years before I was even in the band. I think it was a Vibrochamp show, to tell you the truth. And I've always loved Double Nickels on the Dime. So then when I was asked to take the drumming stool with Alan, I was really excited that that tune made its way back into the rotation. And then an opportunity to record it was just, I was very, very excited.
And Kyle, I think his playing too helped bring it up to the next level, as far as a little distorted, ethereal icing on the cake.
It's interesting to me, partly because once in a while there will be releases, there's bluegrass covers of like Wilco and stuff, but they're not taken seriously. I can tell you guys were taking that seriously and didn't want it to be like, haha, we're going to play a Minutemen cover.
Yeah, I think that comes from appreciation of the tune. I mean, we all really like that tune. So, I mean, in wanting to capture the best rendition of it, I mean, we really like how we do it, and it was a great opportunity to capture that.
And not enough people play Minuteman songs.
I agree.
That's a cover, the cover they were talking about. What Me Worry is the name of the record. It came out in 2012 from the Bad Companions. The first Minutemen cover that I've ever seen. I'm not saying they're not out there, but they're at least very uncommon. And as they said, maybe that shouldn't be the case. Jesus and Tequila here on Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Vampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thanks to Al Cibola and Scott Frenchie Fremont for joining me here on Center Stage Minnesota. Last year's release called The Banks of the Little Awe Plain from Julie Johnson and the No Accounts was a rather impressive release. And from that release, The Banks of the Little Awe Plain, taking us out here this week on Center Stage Minnesota, this one's called The Panther.
good. Yeah.